This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley, Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you'll love. And Winston Harrison, here's what's happening. Members of District Council 33, Philadelphia's largest blue-collar workers union, voted to ratify a new contract. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from DC 33 headquarters in University City.
The members of DC 33 had a full week to cast their ballot in person here at the union offices, and the final vote, according to the union, 1,535 members yes and 838 voting no to approve the three-year agreement. Now, this includes a 3% raise each year, a $1,500 signing bonus, and a fifth step added to the pay scale that would tack on an additional 2% for eligible workers. All that plus no concessions, and union president Greg Boulware said it was the best deal they could have gotten. And before the vote started last Monday, Boulware told members in a Q&A video that voting no would mean they would have to restart talks with the city, and they could strike, but they believe they would have less negotiating power this time around. He says even though they had a lot of community support when they were on the picket line for 8 days, the city was not fazed.
Mayor Parker and her team have touted this deal as being fair for the workers and fiscally responsible. The trial is underway for two men accused of breaking into a Lower Merion home in December, killing a 25-year-old and seriously wounding his mother after they put the wrong address into their phone's GPS. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwood reports from Norristown.
41-year-old Charles Fulforth and 42-year-old Kelvin Roberts are facing first-degree murder, burglary, and related charges, accused of breaking into a home on Meredith Road in Wynwood around 2 a.m. on December 8th. 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio was killed. His mother was also shot and is still dealing with complications from her injuries. Prosecutor Brianna Ringwood says 12 shots were fired from three guns in the home, including a shot fired into the back of Gaudio's head as he was laying face down on the floor of his mother's bedroom, which Ringwood calls an execution. Ringwood says Fulforth and Roberts illegally sold firearms, and a co-worker at a junk removal company told them about a home owned by an elderly couple with a large gun safe, but the two confused that address with the Gaudio's home. While prosecutors say the evidence is overwhelming, Fulforth's attorney Brooks Thompson says there's reasonable doubt, including a third gun which was never recovered. Thompson says that shows someone else may have been involved.
Roberts' attorney Frank Genovese says while his client might have agreed to participate in a burglary, there's no evidence he had an intent to kill. A 40-year-old man has been charged with shooting an innocent bystander during an alleged road rage incident in North Philadelphia. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson.
Authorities say Eric Franklin shot a woman while he was trying to shoot at another driver that he was in a confrontation with last week at 6th and Indiana. It happened Friday morning around 10. They say Franklin was trying to shoot a 29-year-old man who was driving nearby. He fired back. During that altercation, police say Franklin shot the 27-year-old woman in the abdomen who was standing nearby. She remains in critical condition at the hospital. The other man who took off was later located, and both he and Franklin, officials say, were taken in for questioning. Officials released the 29-year-old man after the investigation, but Franklin was charged with aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and other offenses.
Police say both men had valid permits to carry. The federal, state, and local officials in charge of America's 250th birthday celebration appeared together for the first time on a panel at the Union League in Philadelphia to talk about what each has planned for 2026. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
U.S. Semi-Quincentennial Commission Chair Rosie Rio says her group is focused not just on creating big moments next year, like fireworks and parades, but on making the celebration a movement.
No political ideology. We really are focused on this next generation of leadership. We think this is as much about the future as it is the past.
The commission is aiming to enlist the largest number of volunteer hours in history and conduct the largest oral history project ever. The state commission is focused on bringing the party to all 67 counties with tree plantings and an interactive vehicle that started touring July 4th to entertain and collect stories. Philadelphia, of course, will be the star with international tournaments and other big events at the stadiums and historic area. But Executive Director Catherine Ott Lovell also promises neighborhood-level attractions.
Our job is to make sure that every resident of Philadelphia feels a part of the semi-quincentennial.
She says a different neighborhood will be featured to tourists each week. A Delaware County contractor is facing a number of charges after police say he scammed his clients out of thousands of dollars. As KYW's Justin Udall tells us, officials are now warning the public about hiring him.
He preys on these victims, sells them a good story.
That's Darby Borough Police Chief Joseph Gabe referring to 44-year-old George Cook of Holmes, a contractor he says gets down payments for his work from home and property owners and then skips out on the job. They recently arrested him on charges of theft and receiving stolen property.
As far as we know, it's two open cases. He was currently out on bail prior to our arrest the other day.
Gabe says Cook made off with thousands of dollars from victims he would find throughout the community.
We notified the church to let them know that, you know, our concerns with him being in their church bulletin and him preying on parishioners from that church.
Gabe says now is the time for others who may be victims to let them know.
We're hoping that we can make sure these victims can come forward and get some sort of compensation for what he has been doing.
Cook, who operates under his company name of GC's Contracting, is currently out on bail. And Gabe is warning folks that they should think twice before hiring him. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.